This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. Corey Majors, the famous Mike Bacsik, the more famouser Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. It feels like people are down because of the happenings in the sports world.
Oh, I thought it was the rain and the coldness outside. I thought that's why people
were down. I could see that.
I just got up to turn off ESPN and turn on MLB Network. It's just what I like doing here. So in my periphery, I have MLB Network on. And as I came to sit back down, I have on YouTube Twitch right now on my computer, and I see behind me, I'm gonna move just a little bit, there's a like a fat head or whatever you want to call it of Dirk Nowitzki, the new Lakers fan. Dirk Nowitzki, like, this is so, and I get it, he's supporting Luka, he's not a Lakers fan, but it's just sad. It's probably, besides your team losing a championship, this has to be the saddest time in DFW sports history.
Losing a generational player.
Yeah.
It has 2-3 years before it's really going to be able to be good again.
Yeah.
Basketball team maybe having
is this
two
what it costs for
later.
The Rangers to win a World Series is everything.
That's right.
Just
you saw the Thanos meme, right? And they had it, and it was like, what did it cost? Everything. And it was a picture of Luka on there. That's kind of what it feels like, just a little bit.
I said, y'all are severely underestimating the impact of trading Micah would have, especially in combination with the Luka trade. You cannot have two generational talents leave DFW and be well.
Okay, let's talk about that for just a second then. We'll pivot. Let's talk about that just for just a second. I am just going off of the reaction that we get on social media, having conversations with people out in the world, and then Frankel Injury Attorney text line, the Twitch, the YouTube. I'm going off of that because Bobby used the analogy that I thought was really apt, is if you're like married and you're complaining about your spouse, and then like your friend goes over and goes, hey, we want to get a divorce. Like, that's what it felt like with Luka's. People would complain about Luka and they'd be like, oh, I really wish he was in better shape, but damn, is he good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll just speak for me. Y'all can, obviously, you have your own experiences. I hear people say that with Micah, but you don't necessarily get as many of the buts. And so, like, you don't hear people every time go, but man, he's a hell of a player. You get, like, I don't know if he's a stat chaser, or I really wish he would stop doing his podcast. That's not me talking. That is what I hear. And I don't always hear the other side of it. People would be upset, but I don't think there would be anywhere near as upset just because of the nature of the impact one basketball player can make versus one football player that's not the quarterback.
I think more than anything else, Kevin, on your team, you just want players that the other team has nightmares about the night before playing them.
Sure.
That's what Luka was. Micah is that for a lot of offensive linemen. I understand what you're saying there.
I agree with that.
And if you surround him with more players like that, then that's a beast of a defense, right? Like you say, Corey Seager, we have him in the lineup. but we also paired him with Adolis Garcia in his best season. You have this Wyatt, you know, the more you add around it, the more you're like, oh, wow. Or take the other side, Wyatt Langford. But he's also surrounded by Corey Seager, Marcus Semien, all these other names that make it props him up to a higher place, but it makes the other, the opponent fear you. And that's all we're asking for.
And so think about the differences between those two trades. All right. So you traded Luka. I know you got Anthony Davis, but then unfortunately he immediately got hurt.
For next year.
And that, yeah, that really sucks. But you also didn't get any financial or otherwise flexibility to add to your team.
Absolutely agree.
I'm not saying you get another Micah by any stretch of the imagination, but if you go off of the deals that Bobby was offering earlier, okay, deal one, you lose Micah, but you get the number two pick in the draft and you free up $24 million more on your salary cap. Now, does that mean you go after Travis Hunter? Do you really want to be bold? And you're like, the hell with it. Let's just draft a quarterback now. That would not be my pick. Or you trade back and get more picks. Or the Philly deal that he talked about, pick at the end of the first round, pick at the end of the second round, first round pick next year, and $24 million free in salary cap space. At least then I can see a path to, you just picked up a lot of assets to potentially build up your team.
You can sell that to a fan base.
I think so.
And you can,
I could be wrong.
And the other thing I think you can sell to a fan base from that respect, because you weren't going to sell Anthony Davis to Mavs fans.
Sure.
Everybody already had their preconceived notion of what he is.
Because he is
a guy who's often injured, as Mike told me this morning, forced his way out of another place already.
Sure.
Like, that's, we already have an idea of what Anthony Davis is. So you can't sell him to me and make me go, okay, that's good enough to replace Luka, because the comparison isn't there. With Micah and the vision of all these picks that we're going to go do things with, that's a vision that I think you can sell for sure.
And the best chance you had of sell, I agree with you.
And everybody else already has their idea of what Micah is around here.
Yeah.
So it makes it a little bit easier to be like, you know, I did kind of feel like I was lacking a little bit here, and we need more of this anyway.
And whatever chance you did have to sell Anthony Davis went out the window at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah.
Because if he would...
That's unfortunate.
I'm not saying this would have worked.
It was predictable.
But if he... Which is... And just think about that narrative. Anthony Davis has played way more games than Luka the last 2 years. He's played more games than Luka has the last 3 years. He has been a healthier player than Luka. But it is hard to shed that label. And when you just get here and immediately get hurt, then it feels like that's a lost cause forever. Somebody brought up this point, and this is what I agree with. I don't think people are going to bail on the Cowboys if they trade Luka. Like, I think people are going to be, I mean, excuse me, if they trade Micah, definitely not if they trade Luka. If they trade Micah, I think people will be mad. They'll complain and be like, oh, Jerry's the worst. You know, but like, they say that all the time about all kinds of other things. And I don't think they're going to go anywhere. I think with the Mavericks, it's taken what, 10 days to palpably see that like people might be going somewhere or the Mavericks might be kicking them out. Either way, like, people might be ready to just move on and be like, I'll do something else.
I have
I mean, I watched 1 minute of the third quarter. Like, I was flipping channels and I watched 1 minute of the third quarter.
You didn't like it.
It's horrible basketball, and it's close game. I think it was like a pretty much a tie game.
Yes.
But I was just like, I can't do this. This doesn't feel... And I didn't even know that they were kicking people out throughout the game until, you know, hearing that this morning, that they're now kicking fans out for just saying, hey, I don't like what happened. I'm not cussing. I just don't like what happened. They're like, well, you can't be here. You have to wear pro-Mav shirts, say pro-Mav things, and just be pro-Mavs at all time.
Okay. And I'm with you, Mike. And I want to make that very clear. Here's the other thing that I'm kind of weird about. I like a lot of what Patrick Dumont said the other day when he was saying, I'm going to summarize it and say, he was saying, I want excellence in this organization. And if that's not what you're coming in every day with, then you don't belong here. I mean, that was what he said there.
Sure.
We've asked that from Jerry Jones, to demand that of his players. We've asked that of the Rangers, and then they went out and they got the best team that you could buy to go get a World Series that year. We ask that out of our players every year. What I don't get about that, though, because I'm listen, man, you want your best players to lead the way. You want everybody to follow that and your best and everybody to walk into the organization and go, I know what's expected of me, and it's no less than being my best today. Hey, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, those guys were in the locker room. They were in there working out before anybody else. But what I don't understand is how you say that after going to the NBA Finals.
Sure.
And then moving on from a player.
Like, yeah.
Did the culture wasn't there? The culture was that destroyed from that? And now because you're demanding excellence, you're expecting everybody just to jump on the wagon with you and say, we're following you with this because you said that message. And not even taking into consideration the emotional attachment that we had to the player. And that's where people are frustrated. Michael, on the other hand, I don't know how attached people are. I'm seeing some people that are like, nope, can't do that. Some people that are like, absolutely. So it's a different place.
Look, and the other thing is I can't rule out the kind of exponential factor of I'm still mad about Luka. So now if you threw in Micah, I'll get even more mad.
What about Y. Langford?
Yeah, well,
you traded him right
that
now.
That would be actually really confusing, and we would trade him for Martin Perez or something like that. But like, I can't.
Number two starter for the White Sox.
That's right. I can't.
They're in big trouble.
I can't rule out
favorite.
That people who maybe didn't care as much will care more.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't think it's going to happen. Like, I know we're having this conversation, and I really like this conversation. I don't think it's going to happen just because I know what Steven said. I've just never seen this from Jerry. He's like, I'm going to trade my star player or a star player because he likes the stars.
Mm-hmm.
That's just as much, if not more, than he likes winning, in my opinion.
He loves those. He loves that.
I guess you could look at it this way. I mean, Nico has made.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
In a lot of trades. I remember when Reggie said the Mavericks have traded Porzingis for Dinwiddie.
And you go, No, they didn't.
Like that. So he makes very risky trades. He's not afraid to lose the trade in public that might win the trade overall. And I guess that's what he's hoping in this trade too, is he lost this trade in the public tremendously bad.
Yes.
He's hoping, I guess, in the next 2 years he wins the trade. Jerry has never, and I mean never, traded a star player off of his team that was still a star player.
Yeah.
Herschel was Jimmy Johnson. Jerry was dealing with business things then. But, okay, let's just give Jerry all the credit for that. So we go back to 1989. Best case scenario, Amari Cooper for a fifth round pick.
Yeah.
Like, that. Those are his two trades in his life. Literally in his life. He has never traded a star player, unless you want to include Herschel Walker in 89, which obviously, yes. But
which I don't.
I don't think he did that.
Yeah.
And then you could look at Amari Cooper a few years ago as his only, and he traded it for a fifth round pick. And he said that was only for financial reasons. We were actually trying to just get rid of his contract, and we were going to take anything, and they kind of took anything for him. So it would be the first time in his life without Jimmy Johnson he actually traded a good player still in his prime on his team.
And again, Cowboys fans, Kevin, where are the Cowboys right now? Well, like, where are they? Do you see
an
them winning
team
this
in the
year?
NFL?
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Average, I was like, I don't know.
Average to below average.
Yeah.
And like, Cowboys fans are looking at it going, yeah, if that's going to help grow something better, then I'll accept that, because we're going nowhere right now. I mean, absolutely, like, you're stuck.
Yeah.
You have a quarterback that a lot of people don't have faith in, and he's been injured a couple seasons that have really put the team in peril. And so you're in a weird situation there. But again, the Mavs were just in the finals, and that's that difference is we were going to get back there with that guy.
Right.
With Micah, I haven't seen us get there yet, so I can't say that he's the pin for it all.
Yeah, and you're still kind of waiting to see him have more of an impact in the postseason as well.
I do agree that build a better roster around it and he can thrive, but in the postseason, that's another factor for sure.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. All right, let's shift our focus.
That wasn't the segment that we were supposed to do.
No, it really wasn't. Let's shift our focus to hopefully something that will cheer people up. Football season is over, so let's get to Rangers spring training storylines. And the promotional calendar will cheer you up with stuff next right here on The Fan.
And the 1-2 pitch is lifted high into the air, deep right field. Adell going back. He looks up, and it's gone. Opposite field home run, straightaway right field for Adolis Garcia, his 17th home run of the season. He puts Texas into the lead 5-4.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Football season is over. We'll still be talking plenty of football, but wanted to focus on some baseball things. And more specifically, do we need to jump right to the promotional calendar so people are less frustrated with things?
Yes, let's do that. Let's do that.
All right.
Last year it was a ring thing.
Yes.
And those rings were awesome last
year.
They
really were.
Hot commodities.
They were hot on our Thanksgiving show,
too. Peace-a-thon. Yeah, they were. So the Rangers released nearly 100 promotional giveaways. Now,
dang.
In the text of the email they sent out, it says, nearly 100 can't-miss promotional giveaways. That feels like too high of a rate.
They only have 81 home games.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can't connect with every single giveaway. It's not going to be a home run.
Yeah, what is sounds like you have to get a season ticket.
Who's ever had 100% hit rate?
Mavericks when they make trades. I'm just kidding.
John Wilkes Booth.
Oh, my goodness. Actually, I'm not offended by that. That was almost 200 years ago.
I bet he missed a few times. Not in that situation, but...
So, didn't expect that.
I didn't either.
So, this year's lineup includes 8 different bobbleheads.
Okay.
The Wyatt Langford cycle bobblehead. Mm. Now, I'm assuming that's from baseball terminology, not him on a bicycle. The Bruce Bochy World Series Parade bobblehead.
That's awesome.
Now, the company or the Rangers have to call it the Bruce Bochy Toyota World Series Parade bobblehead. I do not. So I can just call it the Bruce Bochy World Series Parade bobblehead. And you have an opportunity. You can get a, by the way, that's May 12th for Wyatt Langford bobblehead. If you want to go ahead and plan ahead, there's a Peagle bobblehead on April 4th. The Josh Young World Series ring, because I know, like you said, that was super popular. They've still got some lingering parts of that.
Wow.
April 29th, the Josh Young World Series replica ring.
I like that. That's exciting. I do want to ask y'all, have we fully embraced the Peagle? Like as a,
no.
As I don't a, think so.
Alec is in there. He's doing the Peagle. I don't know. He looks like angels in the outfield.
And I'm not saying I don't like it, but I don't feel like Rangers fans, all Rangers fans, like identify with that.
We only really get to wear it on home Friday games, right?
Right.
So that's for one thing. And I do wonder if we're like, no, we're the Peagle, or because Rangers captain, like I don't know. There's no real true like physical identity that I think we all rally behind.
I don't mind the TX on the hat for that night. If you really wanted to make the Peagle a bigger deal, you'd need to change that hat from TX to the Peagle.
Oh, that makes sense. Like, because then everybody represents
it. It's on like the patch, like on your arm, mm-hmm. but that doesn't really.
Or like it's on hoodies and stuff, but it's yeah, the hat's your point, a different thing. Like,
if you really wanted to make a Peagle a major part of Rangers baseball, I think you'd have to make it a game day hat.
Now's the time. You know, if you're going to do something like that, throw it out there, man.
I mean, that's true.
Rangers, all they can do right now is win. Like, they're with the fans. That's it.
So the pickleball paddle. July 18th,
if you're interested. Dope. That's so smart.
And then August 23rd, I feel like this is going to be a noteworthy one for people. The Adrian Beltre statue replica giveaway.
Is the 23rd or the 22nd his statue? I believe his statue is getting debuted.
The day before,
Okay, because the 22nd is the Elvis induction and the statue. Is it the same day?
Perhaps that is the case. I'll have to go double check on that.
I should probably know more about
you
that.
You probably should.
I have
as
a big meeting tomorrow at 1:15, which I will probably have more of that stuff.
Okay, so you will learn all the things tomorrow and hopefully bring us back the information. All right, Corey, do you want to know about any of the theme nights? You want to know about any more
theme
of the
nights?
Giveaways?
Is there a theme night we've never had before that we're probably going to have this year?
Luca theme night where they wear purple and gold for a game?
Look, I can't rule out that will get added to the schedule. Not that I'm aware of. Now, Corey, I think this is what you've been waiting for.
All right.
It's finally going to happen. People have been clamoring for it for years. Some people have been really upset. September 7th, Pokemon Go night happen. People
That's awesome.
Have been talking about this for years. There has been complaints, so there will be that.
I'm dead serious about this. Mike, you've never played Pokemon Go.
No.
The experience of walking to a park and seeing about 100 other people standing around at the park trying to catch the same thing with you is kind of wild.
How do you catch it?
On your phone. You throw this little ball at it and it catches it. So it's on your phone. It's all right there. But the experience of doing that is pretty...
You run into a tree while you're looking at it.
It happens all the time.
I have no doubt that has happened.
Fall over. It happens. But whenever I've been at games, we've been able to do like special things because there are some locations that you can spend there. And I think this is really smart. If they reach out to Pokemon Go and say, hey, we want a special Rangers version tonight,
that
would be awesome.
What if it's a, I have no clue about Pokemon, but I know Pikachu and the dragon thing.
See? Yes. Charizard.
Pikachu with a Peagle hat on.
Yeah, but what if it's just a Peagle. Can they make a Peagle?
That would be amazing.
Peagle like, chew?
Like, I don't know. Like
Peagle chew. So it's like you make it happen.
You can only get it if you go to the Ranger game that night. So they have some sort of Peagle Pokemon.
And it would draw. I think it's going to draw some Rangers fans that are also Pokemon Go fans, but it'll draw Pokemon Go only fans.
Yeah. From the phrasing, that's the second time. Man, this segment's really been dicey for you the last couple days. From the 425, is there a WWE night where the whole crowd can yeet all game?
Oh, my God. That's all they do now for Raw. The first 10 to 15 minutes is just yeeting every episode.
And then the bell rings. So July 2nd, they will have All Elite Wrestling Night. So if you want to yeet at that as like a form of protest, or I don't know, but that will be leading into All In.
Do you think like Bobby Lashley will throw out the first pitch?
Yeah, and it'll smoke a hole through the catcher's hand because that dude is freaking ginormous. Now, Whataburger theme night, April 29th. If you're a friend of RJ Choppy's, April 30th, Glizzy night. So I'm sure.
What do you mean?
So it's a corn dog or is that a hot dog?
I think it's just a hot dog, right?
Yeah, it's just a hot dog.
I am an old person. I do not know.
Does it have to be mayo on the glizzy? Is that how it works?
I don't think so.
I have no
clue. I remember somebody saying that once.
Stranger Things night is August 24th. And if you want to plan out people who you want to eliminate from your life, Margaritaville night is September 20th.
What do you mean eliminate?
It's dead, right?
If you just want to communicate with people and know to move on with your life, then.
Hate Jimmy Buffett or you hate Parrot Heads?
I mean, it's just such a beating.
You hate that song?
Yeah, that song is so stupid.
Do you hate all of Jimmy Buffett's songs?
Does he have other songs?
Oh, yeah.
What? Like what?
Margaritaville.
That was the song we were just talking about.
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Is that not the same song?
Nope.
No, it's not the same song.
I like mine with lettuce and tomato. Heinz 57, French fries. Something? I don't know.
All right, so clearly he has a vast catalog.
I haven't listened to Jimmy Buffett in a long time. He has plenty of good songs.
Yeah, Monday.
But when I asked you what they were, Bobby, he's looking it up now.
Yeah.
But wait, see, because Corey could tell you a second one. Mike, you're like, he's got lots of good songs. Like what?
My brain works so slow on so many things, and music is definitely one of them.
Okay.
But he just named three very popular songs.
Captain and the Kid.
I don't know.
That's not as popular.
And what was the Monday one? Isn't that
Why
a Cure song?
Drunk? No. What's that, huh? What, Come Monday?
Yeah.
Come Monday, it'll be all right. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I've been four lonely days in a brown L.A. haze. And I just want you back in my life.
Something like that. See?
Is Margaritaville the one where him and his wife are actively trying to cheat on each other?
No, that's Pina Coladas. No, hold on, that's a different one.
If you like Pina Coladas.
Yeah, that's that one.
Is that not him?
In the rain.
No, that's somebody else.
Okay. You can see how I might get confused,
Who was that? That was Escape, was the name of that. Song by Rupert Holmes.
Yeah, old Rupert.
Okay.
No, I can't see how you'd get Margaritaville compared with Pina Coladaville.
No, don't see any.
No, they're two different drinks.
Okay.
Very different. One's coconut, one's lime. You put the lime in the coconut, then you drink the bowl up.
From the...
That's not Jimmy Buffett. He has better songs than that.
Yeah, see? But you're like, man, you know what song I really like? Not a Jimmy Buffett song. That's what you continue to say. From the 561, Kevin, normally I'm on your side. I don't get that text a lot. But I will not stand for any Jimmy Buffett slander.
What's your problem?
Son of a sailor.
Like
Yeah, man. He had a whole bill.
Son of a son, son of a gun.
See, but I feel like I could just make up song names and you'd be like, that's a great one too.
No, I told you I didn't know that one song he said. He's like,
you don't know it now.
Which song?
Come Monday, Cheeseburger in Paradise.
I know that song.
Because he told you again.
I know.
Steal the peanut butter.
He named a song that I didn't know. Jimmy Buffett is just here to make you happy. He's not here anymore, but he was just singing happy things. I want a cheeseburger in paradise. That sounds fun.
Yes. You're
drink
in paradise.
A margarita on the beach. Sounds cool.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
Is that,
that's not him, but he added to that song.
A lot of people sent that in.
He added to that song.
But doesn't it all sound like this is one big song? This sounds like, what was it?
Yeah. just to relax and have a good time. He's letting you take a load off, and you refuse to do it. That's pretty much that was what Jimmy Buffett's like.
5 o'clock somewhere was Jimmy Buffett. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's awesome. Him and Alan
Jackson.
He's
just like, hey, I just want to take a load off.
Yeah.
You want to take a load off with me? He's saying, most people are saying, yeah, this is relaxing. Mm-hmm. I feel relaxed now. And you're like, no, I refuse to relax, and I refuse to take a load off. I hate this guy.
He did that song, Toes in the Water, Ass in the Sand, with that other dude.
That's the one that
But you're telling me, Toes in the Water, Ass in the Sand, Cheeseburger in Paradise, Margaritaville, and It's 5 o'clock somewhere are not all just lyrics of the exact same song.
No!
These are all different songs.
There's lots of ways to talk about being happy on a beach.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of depth.
You like
all
things
that
just stress you the F out. Find all the people that stress you the F out.
Those We're moving on March 1st.
Those are your favorite groups. Yeah, I would be your favorite group of singing because you're like, you stress me the F out. I love it.
Kevin's on a beach. He's sitting there in his chair and he's got Rage Against the Machine on.
He's got pants on.
That's probably true.
Yeah, and he's like, I hate the beach.
Yeah. I don't love the beach.
I don't even want to get in the water right now because it's daytime.
Yeah.
This is oddly freeing because every single person in our company right now is in a meeting. And so like nobody is gonna stop it. Any
I feel great
this.
About the last 11 days here. There's no repercussions for my actions.
We have to deal with the repercussions. You get to leave.
Well, honestly, hasn't that been your whole career with me?
Man, no.
To deal with my repercussions?
Freaking kidding. There is no doubt about that. As much as I'm going to miss Mike, I'm not going to miss the post-Mike incident meetings that I have to be a part of. That I'm like, ugh! Why am I here?
You made me say it.
He's an adult of his own volition.
For the 817, this segment is elite.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm
and
in.
And you're not going to get this anymore. Who's going to upset you and question you
All
as
elite.
Much as I do?
Hey, for the record, well, you might kind of have a point. I didn't mean to be hating on a dead guy. I was telling you those are people you can get out of your life that are going specifically for that night. So it was more shot at those.
I feel like
people.
After the show, you need to put on Spotify or whatever you do in your car.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to put on some Jimmy Buffett.
Reach out to
relax.
Jack FM and ask them to just roll that for you. Just say, hey, roll
me
some Jimmy Buffett for the
I
next
could
hour.
I can definitely see Jack FM like, this next hour is the buffet hour. And like, Lord knows I support that. And you're like, it's Buffett hour. And they'll be playing all these songs just for me. And I'll be convinced it's just one giant song.
Turn
just
it up.
Relaxing right now.
It's covered in oil. Yeah.
Come on.
This is Margaritaville, right?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah. See, you don't know because they all sound the same, I'll bet.
He knew.
Swing. How we got here? I haven't a clue. See, I don't even know the words. Sorry. Come on. What are we doing?
Wasted away again in Margaritaville.
What do you need with your margarita?
Yep.
Searching for my lost shaker of salt.
Where's the salt? Where's
salt,
the
salt? Salt. Salt. Salt.
Some people claim that there's a woman to blame.
PJ Washington.
But
you know.
I know.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's my own damn fault. And that's Patrick Dumont
it's not
singing.
The woman's fault.
Yeah, he's singing. It's his fault.
That's all PD.
I second this segment as elite. Y'all need to hit a happy hour. Man.
With some karaoke.
Hey, take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Let it out.
Uh-huh.
Take a load off.
How do you feel?
Goose Fraba.
From the 682. No, I do not like the way you phrase that either. Twolos everywhere singing in unison.
Were we gonna do baseball here? What happened?
And then the Parrot Heads hijacked this segment.
What day am I going to be a Parrot Head at a Ranger game?
September 20th.
September 20th. Come take a load off with the Rangers.
I want to see you in the broadcast booth with like that stupid hat on and like a parrot on your shoulder.
I will. You just gave me an idea. Just remind me on September 20th. I need to go to Party City and go Parrot Head it up.
The segment's so good, I want to trade it for a lesser segment. And I have
Amazon my parrot stuff.
What the hell did you just say?
Amazon my parrot stuff. Because there's no more Party City. They went under.
Oh, yeah. They went out of business.
Because Amazon killed them. So now I have to go to the Amazon to find a parrot. I don't even know if... Do parrots live in the Amazon?
They You're just going to go on Amazon.com and just find a parrot? Hold on.
I'm sure you can.
But that's those songs aren't about like where the parrots live, right?
I'm going to be on the field with Jared Sandler sipping on a margarita dressed as a parrot head for that September 20th game.
You can't get a live parrot
Patrick's
on Amazon.
Patrick's probably listening
it
right now.
It feels like you drank multiple margaritas before you came into the show.
Maybe I did.
I believe. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Cost a lot more at breakfast. I had breakfast with a friend.
I guess.
No, it's not politics. It's the bird flu.
We are out of eggs right now, and I'm like, no, it's only Tuesday.
There's so many things you do with eggs.
Everything.
Make a cookie without an egg.
For the 945, wait, did the fan change formats? That is a legitimate question.
Coming up next,
probably rocking. Some BS Jimmy Buffett reference,
maybe
but
so.
Also baseball nuggets with Mike Bassick.
The Rangers lineup, according to Kennedy Landry.
Kennedy Landry, she's fantastic.
Sorry, she's great. Next.
And you're telling me this is not Margaritaville?
This is Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Dude, you're asking me to trust your opinion on music?
Cheeseburger
I love
in
music.
Paradise. Yeah, I've never heard a person say I hate music, by the way. I love when people are like, hey, do you listen to music? No, I'm the one human born in the history of mankind who doesn't like music.
Get it out of here.
All right, you want to do baseball nuggets?
Yeah, baseball nugget me.
All right, after that 8-minute break, guys.
God, Mike.
Just time it out. This is probably what I like.
I know how long the breaks are.
Let's put in 17 commercials. All right, so... let's get serious here. You know, we're putting a load back on. Let's talk about the Rangers. And let's talk about their projected lineup. Every team's projected lineup now for 2025 opening day. If this was my show, we would just go over all 30 teams for 4 hours today.
Oh, my gosh.
Aren't you glad I'm leaving? Now, let's talk about the Rangers lineup because I found this interesting as I'm scrolling down. Should have had this ready. As I looked at the White Sox, I knew 3 players in their lineup. I need to study them a lot more.
Hey, Mike, why didn't you have it ready? Do you think it's because we were jamming to some music in the break?
We were doing the Why Don't We Get Drunk and Screw song from Jimmy Buffett. It's a good song. It's a relaxing song.
And we sang
song.
It.
It's like all of his songs are pretty surface level, though, right?
Yeah, and guess what? Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody needed to have.
I don't know, some deep experience.
Cousteau write a song for you as you're diving deep. Right. You're talking about a deep
into
dive,
your emotions.
Right. Jacques Cousteau. He would go deep.
I get
diving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, lineup. This is from MLB.com. Semien, Seager, Lankford. 1-2-3. Garcia, Peterson, Young. 4-5-6. Berger, Heim, Carter, 7-8-9. That is a heck of a lineup. Now, there's obviously, if you look at last year's numbers, it's not a heck of a lineup, right?
True.
So there's a lot of like, hey, I think this is going to be a very good lineup. Everybody thought the Rangers were going to have a great lineup last year, and they didn't. Here is my issue, which I don't know how to solve. All right, I'm going to give you a situation in a game for the Texas Rangers with this lineup, and I do think this lineup is pretty spot on. I do think this is what their lineup is going to look like against a right-handed starting pitcher. It's the seventh inning. The Rangers are down by one, or it's a tie game, so you need to score late to try to win this game. Coming up to bat, Seager, Lankford, Garcia, and hopefully Jock Peterson in the seventh inning. There's a tough lefty on the mound. Well, you're going to keep Seager in. Yes, his numbers are worse against lefties. Most lefties' numbers are worse, but his numbers are still solid against lefties. It's just spectacular against righties, solid against lefties. All right, you face him. Let's just say he doesn't get on. Lankford gets on. He's gotten a double. Garcia gets out, and now there's 2 outs, runner on second base, and the lefty's in. Jock Peterson's up. What do you do, Bruce Bochy? Here's my options. I let Jock, who had, I believe, 32 at-bats last year against lefties. It might have been less than that, but our plate appearances.
Yeah.
So the Diamondbacks, he had his best year in the Diamondbacks, and they pretty much never hit him against lefties. I'm going to assume this. If he hit against lefties, it was like the 5th or 6th inning, and they're like, so what? He's probably going to be an automatic out here, but there's more game to play. I want him coming up later, and I don't believe they have a lefty to put in later in the game. Or we're up. We're okay. I'm going to keep him in the lineup the rest of the game.
32 at a 219 average.
Yeah.
749 OPS.
So your option is to keep him in, which the Diamondbacks tried to not have him hit against lefties, and he had a great year last year. So your option is I bring in, with this lineup, I bring in Leody Taveras, who bats way better against righties than lefties. He's a switch hitter, so he'd be batting righty, but that doesn't sound like a good option for me. My other option is to bring in left-handed hitting Josh Smith. That's my best guy off the bench, but he is a left-handed hitter. And if you were to ask Josh Smith, like they did at FanFest, he'd say, look, I love that my numbers were great against lefties, but I'd always rather bat against a righty than a lefty. Now, there's different situations. Like, I would probably rather hit off of me than Jacob DeGrom. So I will pick the lefty over Jacob DeGrom. But in general, he would rather hit against a righty. Ezekiel Duran, I think he's going to make the team. So that would be your righty option off the bench. But I'm just saying right now, as of today, the last year and a half has not been great at bats from Ezekiel Duran, as he was great in the first half of 2023. Since then, he has struggled. So that's my other option. Or I bring in Higgy, my catcher, off the bench.
Yeah.
Those are my options. Now, the problem is those aren't my favorite options.
Yeah.
What if I have the same situation with Evan Carter in the ninth inning, and let's just say I'm tied. Let's just say there's a runner on second base or third base, trying to get it where you wouldn't just intentionally walk him or something like that. So I'm trying to put a situation in there. Evan Carter's batting against Hader, against the Astros, and the winning run's on third base. Who do I hit for Evan Carter?
Evan Carter.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, that's where I'm like, I need to trust him.
Let's
for
just say
it,
I've used. Would you have used Josh Smith for Jock Peterson out of the options I gave you off the bench?
I think so.
Who would you have used for Jock Peterson?
I guess Josh Smith. All right. But I'm also like, we'll just swing Jock Peterson. Like, I live with that at the moment.
Let's just say I use Josh Smith just to eliminate a guy off the bench. Do I use Ezekiel Duran to win the game?
You know, it's kind of funny. I almost forget sometimes that he's on this team.
I do like Josh Smith's speed on the bases, too, in place of Jock Peterson in that situation, if I get him on base.
So you might have to pinch run for Jock Peterson, too.
Yeah, so Josh Smith.
This is where I'm going with this. It says here, the Rangers' outfield spots are up for grabs, specifically center field between Leody Taveras and Carter. And I totally get that. I think they want Carter to win that job.
Yes.
As long as he's healthy, Carter wins that job. But I'm looking at Leody, and I think Leody is a major league player, without a doubt, right? He was a starting center fielder on a world championship team. I just am struggling when I look at this to make sense of Jock Peterson and Evan Carter in my everyday lineup, and when they bring in lefty pitchers to make the game tough on those two guys, who do I bring in to replace them? Leody doesn't make sense to replace him. He's a switch hitter, but he's not.
I don't have a good answer.
I should
have
had his stats pulled up, but his stats from the left side are way better than when he bats righty. So I'm still struggling with how Leody makes a lot of sense with these two guys. If I have those three guys on the team, it doesn't make sense for Leody to be the replacement for him. It makes sense to have a righty who can hit against lefties to be the replacement for those two guys.
Yeah, and that is how they built it this offseason. Like, as they were looking at it, they were like, we can afford this and this. I do wonder, Mike, as you're saying this right now, you're I don't know how many times you're going to run into this in the regular season. It might be 30. You know, it might be 30 times in the regular season. But people are going to try and force it in the postseason. Like, they're going to try and force you into a situation like that. I can only trust that Chris Young's going to look at it the way you're looking at it and go, one of these pieces I got to move so I can get a right-handed bat that I can use.
Yeah, and maybe that'll happen during the season. Yeah. And I get Lankford and Garcia batting third and fourth. I guess Peterson batting fifth. This does make sense from Kennedy. Why do I keep saying it wrong?
Kennedy Landry.
Landry is, if I put Peterson batting fourth and Garcia fifth, which I understand that, I get Seager and Peterson closer to each other. And then it goes, if I look at it as a lineup progresses, I could have Carter righty, Seager righty, Peterson. Maybe that's not the best in the middle of a game if a lefty comes in for like a two inning relief appearance. So this way I do have Simeon in between Carter and Seager, but that's only one person. So I keep two righties in between Seager and Peterson. So it makes it a little bit more difficult to keep in that lefty. If it's a leadoff, if Seager's leading off the inning and this is his first inning, he has to face three hitters. Remember that rule. But if he faced, I don't know, let's just say Carter to lead off the inning and the inning gets a little bit long, I guess I can bring in a righty to face, let's say, Lankford or Garcia. But if they extend the inning, and now I got Peterson hitting against a righty.
Do you think they'll switch it up that differently during the season based on the starter?
I do think this lineup could. Well, Peterson, I don't think is going to start against lefties, okay. And I don't think Evan Carter is going to start a lot against lefties.
Interesting.
But that being said, here's your hope as a manager. This is my lineup, and I never change it all year.
Yes.
Because that means everybody's doing their job. I remember when I first came onto the Fan and the Rangers were struggling the first game. It might have been Matt Moore who pitched for Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And maybe, I can't remember, but maybe Michael Young had a tough two games. And it's like, well, why don't we just drop him in the lineup to seventh or eighth? And I'm like, dude, this was the best lineup in baseball for 162 games. You don't look at one playoff game and then tell your guys, all right, we're changing up the whole lineup. Like, if you're an average offense and you make the playoffs, that's okay. You've probably fiddle-farted around with the lineup for a while during the season. So the guys are used to, I'm sometimes the two-hole hitter, I'm sometimes the seven-hole hitter. That's how this season has gone for us to get to this point. But if you were Ron Washington in 2011, you're like, this lineup has carried me to the playoffs in this exact order. We don't mess around with it. So the hope is you never have to mess around with your lineup. But if you do, if all of a sudden Carter gets hot and you're like, hey, let's play off this thing. Let's move him up to fourth right now. He deserves it. Or Simeon needs a day off. Maybe Lankford leads off.
Yeah.
And so if you start doing different things like that, it's easier to adjust the lineup or change the lineup as the season progresses. But your hope is that your lineup is so great, you never touch your lineup.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. I guess kind of breaking news. We've known this was going to be the case for at least the last few days. But per Rappaport, the Saints are finalizing a deal to have Kellen Moore become their new head coach. We can talk about that some more on the other side. But also my question, will this put an end to the talk of Mahomes as the GOAT, at least for a while? Next, right here on The Fan.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.